For five straight seasons, Jakobi Meyers scored between 9 and 11.5 half PPR points a game. The market watched season 6 come in under that band and decided the band was over. He's pick 105 now, the 44th receiver, priced below what he produced even in the down year. This season, 16 games split across two teams, Las Vegas until the November 4th trade deadline, Jacksonville after per ESPN, with 75 catches on 110 targets for 835 yards and 3 scores. 8.6 half PPR points a game, 39th among receivers per game, 35th in total points. Then Jacksonville paid him in mid-December, 3 years, $60 million, 40 guaranteed per ESPN and AP before the extension market could open. The season itself was sturdy under the surface, a 68% catch rate, and an 800-yard season for the fourth consecutive year. The trade itself cost Jacksonville fourth and sixth round picks per ESPN, a mid-season price that said rental, followed by December money that said otherwise.
The career reads steadier than the reputation. Five consecutive seasons at 9+ points a game from 2020 through 2024, capped at 11.6. Last year's 8.6 is his worst per game mark since 2019. The volume never wavered while the efficiency dipped. At least 96 targets in each of the last five seasons.
What repeats? Volume, mostly.
Across 954 receiver seasons, targets per game replicate year over year at 0.79, the stickiest stat in football. And Meyers drew 6.9 a game through a midseason trade. And there's no touchdown error in this price. A 10% touchdown share, 3 scores on 110 targets. The fade pattern that punishes TD-heavy receivers, minus 1.75, the next season for the top quartile, N of 101, has nothing to grab here. For the record, that fade holds in both eras, minus 1.2 early decade, minus 2.4 since. It just doesn't describe him.
Muffed! The situation, Jacksonville won the AFC South at 13-4, and the whole staff returns. Liam Cohen's coordinators were all retained in January, per the team site. Trevor Lawrence finished 5th in MVP voting, per NFL.com in May. The target room is the question. The team wants Brian Thomas Jr. back to his rookie form, per AP in January. Thomas's 2025 came apart in drops, 5 by mid-October, per AP. Parker Washington emerged late. Travis Hunter's snaps are tilting toward defense, per the general manager in January. And Meyers caught a red zone touchdown from Lawrence on day 3 of June minicamp, per the team site.
The price.
WR44 for a player who ranked 35th in total points during his worst season in 6 years. WR44 assumes a bench piece with occasional flex weeks, 35th in total points IS a flex season, delivered in a down year. Our verdict, no call, but it's the friendly kind. The price sits at or slightly under the production, and we can't call a two-tier gap that isn't there. The caveat out loud, this room is crowded by design. If Thomas rebounds and Washington's late surge is real, 110 targets was Meyer's ceiling, not his floor. Watch his September target share, the trade in the December money say the Jaguars see a starter, and how Jacksonville uses him against zone versus man. December money usually buys September looks. A share that starts under 15% means the room won the argument. If he's on your roster, this show covers all of it. Every player, every week, all season.